The race is on. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, I have a passion for service, for agriculture, and helping farmers and ranchers.
Don Vilwalk, the Indiana Farm Bureau president, is seeking to become the next president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Bob Stallman has served as AFBF president for the past 16 years and is stepping down in January. Vilwalk met recently with Tennessee Farm Bureau leaders to seek their support.
Really, to empower counties is what I think the strength of Farm Bureau is our members. And anything that AFBF can do to help the states and help the counties is really what I think AFBF's mission is, and I hope to expand on that during my presidency if the delegates so choose. But it's just an honor to be part of this process, and my best friends in the whole world are Farm Bureau members.
Vilwalk has a 4,000-acre row crop operation in Knox County in southwestern Indiana, where they raise white corn, popcorn, soybeans, and wheat. And he and his wife have been active in Farm Bureau for many years.
My career started with Young Farmers and served on our state Young Farmer Committee, and they elected me chairman, and then our state president nominated my wife Joyce and I to the national committee. And that committee elected us as the National Young Farmer Chairman, so that's how I got my start in Farm Bureau. So hopefully I'll be the first president that ever had been through the Young Farmer Program all the way to national president.
Don Vilwalk says if he's elected AFBF president, he's fighting for profitability on the farm.
I'm for profit. I don't think that's a dirty word, and that's one of the things I'll fight for. And I really think farmers and ranchers in this country make up the salt of the earth, and I'll do everything I can to help them be prosperous.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.